Welcome back to another episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez. And the big news, of course, everyone talking about it, that's Neil Patrick Harris back in studio.
You know, it's funny that you do a live image search for my name, and the first image to come up now, thanks to your blog post, is a picture of Neil Patrick Harris.
I get that a lot from people. People hate it because I always end up giving them a shout-out and then attaching... It could have been Mothra. I could have put you by a picture of Mothra. You don't want that.
That's true. That's true. This, at least he kind of looks like me.
Yeah, so now there's been some other news. It wasn't just that Brian's back on This Week on Channel 9, sans bloody shoes. Little deal on that was in San Jose Mercury News. I didn't read much about this or see.
No, some breakup.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently we withdrew our proposal to acquire Yahoo, or as the San Jose Mercury News says, Microsoft walks away.
Yep.
Moving on.
Not much more to say about that, really.
Yeah. No, not without the lawyers behind the nine guy. Who are prodding us with sharpened sticks. Now, we got a bunch of stuff launching, man. We're in, launch haven. Mm-hmm. So this one's Expression Studio 2, which is now available. So this is the full Expression line. So Blend, Encoder, Design, Expression Web. So as a Blend guy myself, one of the things I really like is that they now have a split view. So if you're familiar with, say, Dreamweaver split view or even Visual Studio's WPF split view, it's where you can have the UI and then actually have the XAML, as opposed to before, Blend didn't give you a good way.
So the designer and the XAML, right?
Yes, the UI designer and the XAML. So that way, like, if you're changing one, you can see the changes in the other.
Yeah.
And say if you select something in XAML, it'll automatically select the item.
Same way you can do in Visual Studio, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Other stuff that it supports, importing from Photoshop, people that are used to slicing images, you can do that with Expression Design now. Mm. New encoders for Expression Encoder, AJAX support and PHP support and .NET 3.5 support for things like Expression Web. So,
wow.
Lots of cool stuff. And it works better with Visual Studio 2008 as well.
I'm excited about Encoder. I use Encoder a lot. So it'll be cool to see what the new improvements are.
Yeah. Yeah. There. So cool stuff. Congrats to the team.
Let's kill Dave.
Let's kill Dave Weller is his name.
Yep.
Exactly.
So we talked about this on the show, on one of our first shows, actually. We talked about the XNA Game Studio 3.0 being able to target Zune devices.
That's right, and
Zune
I had
pods.
Another video just recently with Michael Klucher showing off this CTP.
Yep, and now it is available, so you can go download it. Integrates with Visual Studio 2008. Doesn't target the Xbox 360 in this release, so if you want to do that, you have to continue to use Game Studio 2.0. But you can use 3.0 to build applications for your Zune device, and they ship some sample applications. So
starter kits or whatever you want to call them, project templates. But yeah, so like I mean, even if you're not into this, you want to add the Zune menu to or the games menu to your Zune, you can do that.
Totally.
Compile the games and then copy them over. And apparently, there's even people that have already ported games over, like. As of last night, day after. Yes.
Nice. Where's that at?
Check Michael Klucher had mentioned it in his Twitter.
Okay.
So we'll try and find some links for people to download some fun games.
So everyone in the world doesn't add Michael Klucher to their Twitter feed there.
Well, you should.
All right. Well, why not?
Brian Kell? Are you Brian Kell?
Oh, no. I'm not on Twitter.
Oh, it's one of those situations.
So XPSP3. Apparently some people are running XP still.
Yeah. Whoa. Well, I mean, we're looking to move the Fernandez family over to XP one of these days.
I'm waiting for the Windows Me service pack.
Well, they call Vista Me Too, but but that's
a whole other show.
Got me fired.
Yeah, all the lawyers are still back there.
Yeah. So XPSP3 is available. So this is like a no-brainer install. It is a little big, but go ahead, download it now.
So no new features here, just a lot of fixes.
Yeah, it really is a maintenance.
Security,
yeah, exactly.
Performance, blah, blah.
Okay. Well said. So time to do our cheerleading.
We're number one.
That's right.
We're number one.
So this is Evan's data, and sometimes Evan's data is a little, you know, who knows when it's there, and you know, the sample size could be, maybe it's because there's more .NET developers.
Let's talk about the story before you discount completely what we're talking about.
Yes, so Windows, I'm just giving a caveat because everybody Live, always says it.
Windows Live ran number one for tools, SDKs, and web services.
So
totally the developers, you know, play to build on top of. Ed, who's a frequent, you know, guest host on this show, his company almost exclusively builds right on top of Windows Live, so he does a ton of work on top of that. I know a lot of developers are really getting turned on to building applications on Virtual Earth and so on and so forth. So it's good to see them getting some credit over there.
You know, one of my things is if you think about these services as a platform, you really need great tools and great APIs. You can't just have one or the other, as well as a great support and ecosystem.
Yep.
And it just shocks me that all these people keep putting out more and more APIs and they don't care about the tools. Like, yeah, of course we're going to win because it's so much easier with our stuff.
Yeah.
Using our tools.
Yeah.
So there you go. Everybody else, build great tools and services.
Yep.
So congrats to the Live team.
And congrats to the SQL Server 2008 team.
Yeah.
Some early benchmarks coming out on SQL Server. So,
first one is TPCE. This is the Transaction Processing Council, which had actually changed this test from TPCC, which we're all familiar with, saying that it was not a valid OLTP
test ever.
So people say, like, why upgrade to SQL 2008 if SQL 2005 exists? And they actually just came out with a new Management Studio, like, feature pack as well. But, man, 70% performance, they beat the previous record by 70%.
And not only is the product faster, but they beat their ship time by about 40% as well. So.
Ooh, hey-oh!
And then what's this other one? A terabyte of data. What's that about?
Dude, so, all right, so there's something called extraction, transformation, and load. But basically, it's the Transaction Processing Council builds these tests that says, hey, you need to take this massive data load, load it into your system, and then time how long it takes to do, and here are the validations and the checks that you need to do. They loaded a terabyte of data in less than 30 minutes.
Wow.
That's insane.
World record.
World record, yeah, absolutely. Could you imagine having like 100 of those machines? You could load like, what, 100 times 1 terabyte? You could load like 50 terabytes.
Do you think they'll be in Guinness for this?
What's that?
The Guinness Book of Records?
I don't know how the TPCC works. I think the challenge is, too, a lot of the vendors like knock themselves out. So it's like Unisys will beat out IBM, and then IBM will beat out Unisys. But it's all for SQL Server 2008.
Yeah. So. I was just thinking it'd be cool to have a Guinness for Geeks.
Yeah, they actually should. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You should
build... patent that before this episode goes live.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So, and speaking of awards, we got to give a shout-out to the goo.
Yep, Scott Guthrie.
Scott Guthrie. E-Week listed its 100 most influential people in IT. And, yeah, Ballmer was on the list, and so was Steve Jobs. And Larry Ellison was number one. But, come on.
What do you expect? He's got a sailboat and a plane.
Yeah.
My mom knows who Oracle is because of that plane.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I'm just...
Maybe there's something going on there.
Yeah, let's get my mom on the phone, actually. Can we... dial up my mom, Rob?
Yeah. Joseph from Rhode Island, you're on the air. So the cool thing is, you know, Scott's probably one of the only people that could actually still write code on that list, you know? So big shout out to him and Bob Muglia
and a bunch of other people. Yeah, the goo and the moo. Yep.
Don't call them that.
So Greg Duncan, the man with two first names, bringing us another news story here.
Yes.
Something about a pig.
Yes, this is actually funny. So Bob Muglia launched System Center Operations Manager at one of their conferences in Vegas recently, and the big announcement was that they're adding cross-platform extensions. Dun, dun, dun. So what it means is you can use System Center Operations Manager, manage all, like, a bunch of different flavors of Linux or Unix, right? So it's like HP UX, Red Hat, a lot of the common vendors, and some of the other Tivoli, IBM's Tivoli, and a bunch of other software. But the funny part was, and this is something that Greg noticed, was that System Center put out this swag, and their swag was, of course, a flying pig.
That's awesome.
So, because, you know, System Center will never support cross-platform. They'll do it when pigs fly.
Oh, I thought it was because they like Pink Floyd.
Ah, yeah, that's probably it.
So, funny story about that. You know that Animals cover with that pig flying above it, above Battersea Station in England? I used to be a huge Pink Floyd fan.
Okay.
They were doing the shoot with that it was a real pig, inflatable pig, and...
It's not real if it's inflatable.
Well, yeah, that's correct.
That is correct, sir. But I don't know how much Floyd he did, you know what I'm saying? But,
You know what I mean, as opposed to, like, just, you know, drawn into the album art. So they actually went to Battersea Station, and they took some pictures of this pig that was suspended above Battersea Station. And the first couple of days of the shoot, they had a sniper there, because they were worried that the pig might fly away, and they'd have to shoot it down. And then on the last day of the shoot, they sent the sniper home, and I guess, you know, it's really expensive to hire a sniper for the whole day. So they sent him home. They didn't think they'd need him. And, of course, that's when the pig blows away. And you see that referenced in The Simpsons and, you know, a bunch of other pop culture references. But there are people out there that have pieces of this pig that, you know, they picked up out of their farm in England or whatever. So Greg Duncan is going to have a piece of history here with his pig, I think. So, you didn't see that one coming.
Weirdest loosely tied story ever.
Absolutely. Which brings us to the pick of the week.
Ta-da! Pick of the week. So our friend Brian Pagan, we just got back from Maker Faire, looking at some of the stuff, but this is an interesting use for his coding for fun. He had done a light show thing that basically lets you do a sequence of lights and to turn them on and off.
Okay.
In a specific sequence over time.
Yep.
Think of it sort of like, well, actually, so I'll use this example. The guys at pureownage.com, that's pure PW.
Of course.
Ownage.com. So they wanted to build a way to have a way to play Rock Band and not lose. Like, give me a robot to build it. So what they effectively did was some interesting stuff. They plugged in, they had somebody record the sequence on the actual timer and use Brian Peake's thing to actually create the sequence, record the keys, send them over, and then do, like, effectively, like, a send keys over to the thing, so it's hooked up to the guitar and then back to the Xbox. So as it's reading through the timeline on the hardest, you know, the expert music, and it's playing back the exact keys at the exact time sequence, making them experts without having to do anything.
See, I'm not sure I'm a fan of that.
See, I love it when people hack games, man.
The hacking is cool, but it's like, how can I compete with that now?
You can't. You're out of a job. You're out of an air guitar job.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, at least they haven't done it with the drums yet.
Give them time.
Stay tuned until next week.
Give them time. So,
what's really cool, though, about this story is watching all the people take the Coding for Fun articles and just make them their own by building on top of them and letting it evolve. Really, really cool. This isn't the first time this has happened, right?
Oh, no, no. Yeah.
Who would have thought that when I came up with the idea for Coding for Fun that all this stuff would be happening? Yeah.
I can't believe you're going to steal that one from me. Wow.
Okay, whatever. I made Miss Mary Jo Foley's Microsoft 2.0 book, so...
Hey, man, you know, us thought leaders. go check out Microsoft 2.0, Mary Jo Foley's book.
Yep, Dan will autograph it for you.
That's right.
This is my pick of the week. We talked about Jeff Beeler's interview, talking a little bit about how Microsoft uses Team Foundation Server and Visual Studio Team System. Can you see that I kind of have a theme here for what I like to talk about? Well, Greg Bohr has been talking a lot about, more detail, how exactly we use Team Foundation Server. So he's talking about, you know, what are the types of reports, what are the type of process that we put in place, what are the type of work items that we've built. So check out Greg Bohr's blog series talking about how exactly we use Team Foundation Server. Greg is a program manager on the Team Foundation Server work item tracking team.
Right, right. And I remember you had done the interview with Jeff Beeler talking about some of the report that he uses to get, you know, track status of immense projects.
Oh, yeah.
So this stuff's really interesting to me, like tracking and doing the feature crews and more the the how Microsoft is organized as well for people that are interested in the ways that we organize and a lot of the discipline, I guess people know dev, test, PM, but perhaps not like that we use feature crews yep. and how we do check-ins and how all those things eventually do the navigation of we have different branches mm-hmm. and then they merge into main and then
forward
everybody
integrate,
else.
Reverse integrate. Oh yeah, there's
yeah, yeah.
a lot you can learn from that.
Yeah. So, but it's actually a really interesting series.
Yeah.
So I think we need to start adding our have RTFS for like ooh getting coffee. Let me assign a work item to ya.
Exactly. Rejected by design.
Ooh, by design.
Ouch.
All right, so that's everything.
All right, sounds good.
Happy
See you next week.
Happy to have you back.